Twisters, Shake Your Mama on Today FM. To get in contact today, very simply, 0874-100-102. It's Fergal Dersey with you right through the afternoon. I first got an interest in this wonderful artist a couple of years ago, or months back, I should say, even. Wasted Patient Thinking, a song that I just hear everywhere. Well, she's out with her brand new single, Down Days, which you can check out on Apple Music right now. And it is truly amazing. Just back from tour, the UK Arena Tour with Snow Patrol. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio, Ro.
I've been second guessing all the memories I've made. When I think back on the days beside them, how many hours I've spent hiding on my own. Now I could never lie to you. I grew up taught to tell the truth, but it's hard when I start speaking. I'm a mess, but I'm still trying, and I have my down days every so often. And it feels like I'm falling now, but I'll get up again. And I know I can't explain the way I'm feeling. That's an issue, but I have my down days as much as anyone. I forgot to call you back on purpose, and you don't deserve it, no, neither does anyone. But I can't make myself pick up the phone, and I'm a bit disturbed at times, lost in my own state of mind. But I hope you can forgive me. I'm a fool, I know you love me, and I have my down days every so often. And it feels like I'm falling now, but I'll get up again. And I know I can't explain the way I'm feeling. That's an issue, but I have my down days as much as anyone. Heavy under all the strain of my excuses, weighed down by the thought of trying to move forward, holding on to try and keep from being swallowed up by my own imperfections. When I know I can't be perfection, and I don't think I could get better, but I know I will always find a way. And I have my down days every so often. And it feels like I'm falling now, but I'll get up again. And I know I can't explain the way I'm feeling. That's an issue, but I have my down days as much as anyone. Yeah, I have my down days as much as anyone.
Wow, absolutely brilliant. Hello and welcome to the studio. Hello. Again. How are things?
Thank you. Yeah, all good.
You have been trailblazing the way for female artists over the past while. I like that song. It's one about kind of social pressure and how you're never alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of something that is interesting about your writing and your music, because you do tell these dark stories, but you are a storyteller.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. It's quite evident in Cheek Boy, Playground Fights as well. But in particular, I think Wasted Patient Thinking, for me, when you released that, I remember thinking to myself, well, that's like putting yourself first, isn't it, really? It's like number one there, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
You got a lovely text in here from the guys at Mike the Pies wanting you to come back again soon.
No way.
You are going to be on tour. I want to mention a couple of these dates. Very, very important. The Whelans gig, that is coming up on April the 3rd. Check it out on Ticketmaster.ie. You will also be on the Ford for the Irish Tour in the Empire in Belfast, and on the 5th in the Roisin Dove. Yep. It's a long way from Tuesday nights on John Street in Derry. Down at Bennigan's Bar.
Just a little bit.
At 15
yeah.
years of age. With an out of tune acoustic guitar that you robbed from your brother.
Yeah.
It's called A Spade a Spade. How has it been? I mean, this has been like huge. It's really rolled out.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Like, I can't believe half of the stuff that I've done in the past couple of years. Like, it's just, it's been amazing, and it's still all go, and I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So yeah, it's been unbelievable.
Well, let's go to the big thing. I think the big thing what you wrote was that you are a songwriter. And and I think that that's something you've always been creative of. When you were in school, you were quite a writer as well. And and you've managed to translate that with the guitar. It's kind of like you've put it through a medium, which is brilliant.
Thanks.
Can I ask you a little bit more about that? Because I think that when it comes to your stories, you kind of feature stories about your own life and your friends' lives a lot.
Yeah.
Is that hard? Is that a hard process to do? When you started off first, it must have been harrowing, like, you know?
Yeah, like it was at first it was really hard to kind of put myself out there and realize that the things that I write related to other people. Whenever I started writing, it was kind of like a coping mechanism for me for like going through hard times. I was really bad at talking to people about like my feelings and stuff. So whenever I got the guitar, it kind of came naturally to just kind of vent out all of my feelings about whatever I was going through then. And I was amazed whenever I started gigging and people, like, there was a really good reaction to what I was writing. And it was then I kind of realized that it's not for me. What I write, there's stories about me and people that I love, but it relates to other people in ways that I could never imagine. Like, the things that people have told me after gigs are just incredible. Like, because my songs are so dark and they have kind of darker topics.
There's a universal theme, though. I mean, it's the elephant in the room. It's the thing that we don't talk about. And I think that's, there is quite a few songs that you've written that kind of, it does give people that vibe of it's okay not to be okay and to talk about things. And I think if you can do that with your music, it's very powerful, because you're probably one of the only artists out there who's capable of doing that. And at such a young age, it's amazing. You know? Fair play to you. I have to say this to you as well. There's kind of been a couple of kind of benchmarks for you. And like, I know your music has appeared in The Only Way is Essex. It's been a Met in Chelsea, Terrace House as well on Netflix. But it seems to go from strength to strength. And with that, of course, comes your evolution. Because I know when you went to college first, you were originally guitar.
Yeah.
And like now it's you sitting down with sample pads. And you're known as like the synth pop star as opposed to Ro on the guitar back in the day.
Yeah.
That multi-instrumental thing, that took a while.
Definitely, yeah.
So when you write now, do you find that you do it more with synths and pads? Or?
It's me and my manager, Liam. We do everything together. So I write the songs and he does the production behind the songs. But because I have all the gear all the time in my house, like, it's hard not to write on like the sample pad or whatever. Like, it's usually the songs that I write come out in guitar, but whenever I'm writing for the hell of writing, I like messing about on like the sample pad or trying to write on piano. I've been trying to do that more and stuff like that.
That's probably when the best songs come.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably when the best songs come. You're just sitting down at home going, hey,
it's pretty cool.
It's brilliant. Listen, come here, I wish you the very best. Look, the single, as I said, is called Down Days. I want people to go and check it out now, to download it, and do check out Ro Live as well. Ticketmaster.ie is where you'll get the tickets. As I said, those dates again. Actually, I'm going to let you get set up at the piano whilst I give the dates. So if you want to check out Ro, some of the dates she's going to play in Whelan's upstairs in Dublin City. That's April the 3rd. She's going to be on the 4th of April in the Empire in Belfast, and on the 5th in my wonderful hometown of Galway. She's going to be in Roisin Dove there, and an act I could not recommend highly enough is our Ro, and she's brilliant. So right now you're going to do a cover version for me. What have you picked?
I'm doing Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi.
Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi. Well, I'd say he's quaking in his boots, you know, so I'll leave it with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ro performing Lewis Capaldi's Someone You Loved.
I'm going under and this time I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got a way of driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
I'm going under, and this time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving got me sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts sometimes. I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your sound till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I let my guard down, then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
Absolutely brilliant. Ro, live in studio. Ro, thank you so much for coming in. I think the moral of the story is that if you're out there and you're a young lady and you want to get into music, nick your brother's guitar right now. Nick it and keep it. And be a huge success.
Thank you.
It's been lovely having you in. Remember to check her out online. The brand new single is called Down Days. And here's Sigala Lullaby on Today FM.